Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tiny Table 3. This is Small Stack in for Cloud City and Milo. Just so you know, and if you've already heard our show before, you already know that our language gets a little bit loose from time to time, and the jokes get a little bit, can we say, offensive from time to time? Never mean, but a little bit loose. So if you are a member of the younger audience or you have kids in the room, you might want them to leave for this particular bit of entertainment. If you don't mind those things which I just mentioned, then listen on.
Remember when we went to Vegas and there was too many Nickelback fans?
That sounds like
there was. I didn't notice any Nickelback fans.
There was at least three. That's too many. No, Jimmy was there. He saw all the Nickelback things.
Sorry, one more time, Chris. I'm just.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yep, ready.
Ready.
Sure.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tiny Table 3.
You guys seem so excited out there.
Oh.
Yay.
We were trying to be silent for you.
Don't do that.
Okay.
That's like, that makes for bad podcast. Silence.
Oh.
Silence.
We can always do the laugh edit that I invented.
Welcome back to Tiny Table 3, your nerd universe in three segments. We have today, we've got Cloud.
Woo! I'm here.
Again, like crazy. You're like showing up a bunch.
I showed up.
And, oh God, Milo's here.
Yeah. That's it.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Bum, bum, bum,
we do,
bum, bum, bum.
Actually, we have a guest this week. We got Chris in house.
Hello, everyone.
Woohoo! Guest.
My first time on a podcast. I'm excited.
Popping his cherry.
And Chris is an artist and a nerd and definitely has some strong opinions about the things we talk about here on Tiny Table 3. So
looking forward to
it.
Or it won't be, yeah.
Yeah, one of the two.
We're all going to be super miserable.
Okay, so you guys ready for the first...
We're ready to fight. Fight. Oh, my wine is getting poured right now. Excuse me, everybody.
Quick refill.
Thank you.
What the hell is that shit? All right.
Personal wine pouring.
Yeah, personal service.
Wow. Okay, so.
Dumb.
we're just kidding. There's no alcohol at this podcast.
Oh, is that not
this
allowed?
Is literally being filmed right now.
Oh, never mind.
Whoops.
This isn't alcohol.
This is juice.
It's just
apple juice.
I already took
juice.
A sip of my Pabst Blue Ribbon sponsored. Maybe they'll send us a pack of something.
That's what you want to get sponsored by?
He just wants a six pack,
you know,
too.
I actually have a character that's built around Pabst Blue Ribbon. It's his powers and everything. It's pretty awesome.
How much money does Pabst have?
Name?
More than us.
Sergeant Horvath. I named him after Sergeant Horvath from Saving Private Ryan. And he's literally like 85 years old, World War II veteran. And I hijacked another character from somebody else and took over them, turned him into a Pabst Blue Ribbon like machine that just constantly feeds my power.
Is there room for a beer gut? Does he have a beer gut, or is he super buff?
No, he does. He has a beer. Everything else is buff. Like, he's like just a buff guy with a beer gut.
That's awesome. That's good character creation.
Okay, so are we ready for the first segment?
Yeah, but Pabst does have more money than us, so they sponsored us. Just saying.
This is apple juice.
We can only dream. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard they're the blue ribbon of
beers. Oh, we're ready.
Beers.
Here
ready.
It comes.
The blue ribbon of beers.
Naked wrestling. Okay, so welcome to the first segment for Tiny Table 3. We are doing our argument today on... So say you're shopping. You've gone to the local appliance store. The salesman approaches you and informs you you may have any household object from the
and
nerd
universe.
And then
he starts unbuckling his pants. Your voice got real sultry there.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to get creepy. You could have any appliance from the nerd universe to make your household living better.
Now, what are the parameters of appliance here?
Yeah, because there's different nerd universes, and appliance means different things.
You know, when we're thinking appliance, we're thinking practicality here. So we're not thinking a wand that destroys things or a weapon. We're thinking something that you would use on a daily basis.
Okay.
You know, something practical.
I've got two options.
I'd use a wand that destroys things on a daily basis.
Yeah, so would I. Especially on the road.
Yeah.
Look, you're screwing up the naked wrestling segment.
Okay, sorry.
So stick with the game plan here, guys. So,
so sad.
Something that will make your living easier. That's what we're after.
Okay. Yeah, I got
it. And
I
know that killing someone with a wand would technically make your living easier, but... We're looking for something you would use.
I got it.
I got mine.
Huh.
I got two options.
Everyone else can go first. I need some time.
I actually have two as well.
Because now, that's different now.
Okay.
Have I messed you up?
I'm going to go first. I'm going to go first.
We'll see. You win?
Well, I've got two in my head. One would be the giant hair dryer from Spaceballs. It takes a real long time to air dry or blow dry my hair.
Okay, I got to look this up. It's been a while. I got to picture this.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if I could Google a giant hair dryer.
It fits in a trunk.
It has a trunk all to itself.
Yeah. Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it came up.
Yeah, because it's phenomenal.
Yeah, he's like, what is in this? And then he pulls it out.
He pulls it out, just one hair dryer.
Holy crap, it is a giant hair dryer. It's a giant blow dryer.
Yes.
You sure you don't want that fro pick? Found shit.
That was going to be my second one. No, just kidding. That wasn't going to be my second one. But now I kind of want that one to be my second one. My second one.
That's pretty great, though. I'm feeling the giant blow dryer.
Well, then maybe I'll leave it at that.
Oh, I got one now.
Go one more time.
Because see, that's the one that I actually want just because it's like totally useless. I would never use it. You guys have seen me on these. Anybody who has seen me on the YouTube videos knows that I don't ever brush my fucking hair. So like, we know I'm not going to use that one. I just want it to like take up space in my home. In reality, I would love as an appliance, because it's not a human, I get to have Dot. Because it's Joan Rivers as a metal appliance who does everything for me and especially makes sure that my cardinal treasure is always protected.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You know, I as probably you guys did too, I definitely was considering the whole, you know, robot.
Yeah, definitely.
But, now we have rules.
Mine's pretty simple.
But robots, there's something always goes wrong with the whole robot thing. So
nothing
Dot's
going to
kill you. You know
Dot.
That, right?
I just finished Battlestar Galactica last week again for like the fifth time. And like now I'm just all like horribly afraid of AI again. Just like, no, stop it. Stop the research now.
The only thing wrong with Dot, and I say that quotey bunny quotes here, is that she's like cooler than you, because that was literally the only problem with Dot. I don't mean you specifically. I mean you, the listeners. Just kidding.
haven't you seen Ex Machina? Come on.
Yeah, you get stabbed at the end.
Yeah,
a lot.
Not by Dot.
And you have to be Poe Dameron.
Then you're sealed into a building for the rest of your life.
You're Poe Dameron and you get stabbed.
It's pretty cool being Poe, though. I'd almost get stabbed for that.
Well, I'm keeping the hairdryer.
All right, hairdryer.
I like the hairdryer. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
Yep. Who's up?
I'll go next.
All right.
Go for it.
Go.
All right, so I definitely think that my first instinct was to go with like the food replicator from Star Trek.
That's a good choice. I definitely consider that one.
Yeah, so I don't have to cook anymore. And then like it's basically an unlimited supply of food at that point.
That's cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
But then I also thought maybe the holodeck, because it would give me a chance to like explore history. Like in a way that I've never been able to conceptualize before.
Damn, I didn't know we were supposed to have useful ones.
You got a big
damn it.
Mine's the holodeck, though. I mean, if there was a holodeck in my place, I would never come back.
Yeah, I definitely would probably get lost in there.
They'd
finally dead. They'd find my skeleton in there because I'd just never come out.
Yep.
Those are good ones.
Does the holodeck have porn?
I mean, it's important. You can program it however you want, right? Like you can write whatever code you want for it. So whatever's in your imagination.
I'm pretty sure.
I'd like to change my vote.
Stax has a problem. I'm pretty sure every time I hang out with you, you ask. Like, I mean, we could be at like McDonald's, and you're like, "Yes, but do you have porn?"
I would disagree with you, but I can't.
I mean, every time I'm at McDonald's, I ask the same question. Yeah. So.
I'd like to get some seasoned curly fries and some porn, please.
Yes, I see your $2 menu, but do you have porn?
On the side.
And I don't mean ranch.
On the side.
They didn't give me patties in my burgers.
Dude, he didn't get patties in his burgers the last time he went.
So the least they could have done was slip me some porn.
they didn't give you any meat.
It was hilarious, too, because he got not one, but two of them. Okay. And he posts a photo on his Instagram. If you guys aren't following,
okay, you guys
look this shit up.
You got to tell a story,
it's
Milo.
It's Night Train, 4, 6, 5?
Yeah.
I know this is a sidebar, but Milo, tell them what happened at McDonald's.
I ordered two cheeseburgers, and then I bit into one, and I was like, there's no meat in this one. And then I was like, oh, well, whatever. And then
he opens up and takes a picture of it and posts it on Instagram.
I posted on Instagram like, okay, I'll just go for my next burger. And then I was just like, I'm just going to open this burger. And there was no fucking meat in it either. It was just cheese. Ridiculous. And you know what the worst part was? There was cheese, ketchup, mustard,
so they got everything.
And a pickle.
Only
and
one pickle? They skimmed you on your two pickles?
They had two pickles.
Oh, okay.
But there was no meat.
Otherwise,
and the buns were toasted. Bullshit, dude. It was like they were like, I fuck this guy. That's what they said. And then I went back 2 days later because they know that I can't afford real food.
That just is so funny because it's freaking true.
You can literally go look at his Instagram and find the story.
That's the best.
Okay, so who's
please
up next?
Go on it and like it and then like leave him some dick comment like he does on all of my posts.
I'm sorry, Chris. What do you got?
He was a holodeck.
He was the one with the useful choices.
Are you sticking with the holodeck?
I think
I would stick. Well, if we're going more practical, I guess I'd stick with probably the food replicator, just because it seems like a more useful object for household appliances.
I would love a food replicator.
You always got to go with food, man.
Yeah, foods, because that's like one of the basic necessities. So I think I'll go with the food replicator.
Yeah, I would have gone with food too.
I would too.
I think you chose wisely.
Good choice.
Milo.
Well, now.
Now
mine's gonna sound like the same thing, but I just go for
the oven. Hair dryer too?
No, I just go for the oven from Back to the Future 2, where you put a little thing in it, and a Pizza Hut pizza comes out.
Wow, because you are a garbage human.
Because remember, he just puts it in, and then it's branded Pizza Hut. Like
it's like the Star Trek replicator, but with brands.
So there you go.
See? Papa John's lost out.
No way.
Pizza Hut's been there for me since the beginning. So, Pizza Hut and Pat's Blue Ribbon sponsor. Let's try to get that sponsor, guys. I'm the only one working for it.
Thank you.
Actually,
it's appreciated.
That one, or I would say the hand coat hangers from Willy Wonka. Because then you can just walk in and be like, take my clothes. Well, that's not dirty.
Yeah, dude. Why do you need to just take your clothes?
Because, like, remember the Grandpa Joe? He puts his head back and then grabs his hat?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is pretty
cool. Actually, anything from Willy
Wonka. We also have to remember Grandpa Joe was the biggest fucking freeloader in all history.
Because
he was bedridden until free chocolate came along, and then he wanted to get up and dance. And he danced all over the place for free chocolate.
I honestly never thought about that until that day you pointed it out.
There's a Facebook page dedicated to Grandpa Joe's the biggest douchebag ever. It's so good because it's like,
because he's a douche.
He's just been mooching off people.
And
this
they
whole
just
time
say stuff like "Happy New Year," except you, Grandpa Joe.
Wow.
All right, Sax, what do you got?
But if you have like the hand grabber hat holder, will it do porn?
I'm sure it would.
Okay, that's all we need to know.
Dude, it'll stick its thumb up your butt so hard. Is that allowed? No.
I'm going to have to edit this podcast.
Damn it. Are you sure? No algorithm's going to catch thumb and butt as something terrible.
No. The stuff that we used to say would get us kicked off of everything. Yeah.
You mean
that was one time.
I'll let you guys finish that one.
No, I'm sorry.
We're just going to move on. Or blah.
Yeah, we were tardy today, so let's...
My God.
Milo. What? We were late.
Milo.
Hold for edit.
Make my job more difficult.
Go.
Okay. I'm going to go for...
Porn.
The greatest invention in all the universe. No, I'm going to go with flu powder.
Flu?
F-L-O-O. Anybody?
I don't know what that is.
It is the mode of instant transportation in the wizarding world.
Oh.
So if you...
Nerd!
You know what podcast you're on, right?
I don't know anything about Harry Potter.
Oh, is that the one where you have to say it the right way, and if you don't say the word the right way, you get transported to fucking Tortureville?
You can, technically, yeah. Yeah, it's in the fireplace. It's basically like...
Is that the one where you have to do this quantum physics.
I remember, you walk up to the fireplace.
Harry Potter book.
You walk up to the fireplace. You grab a handful of flu powder.
Page 154.
You say the word and you throw
the powder
into the fireplace, and it teleports you instantly to the place you're headed.
Yeah, but I mean,
but what if
how many places
wrong?
Can you end up if you just go porn shoot and then you do it? I mean,
you're selling it now.
That's just throwing your hands up to
my
Jesus,
selection
man.
Just got better.
Porn shoot.
What if the fireplace you're going to is smaller than the one you started in and you get stuck or something?
Oh man.
I think what if
something goes horribly wrong and only half your body shows up?
Okay. I'm going to have to say that the hair dryer is my pick.
Let's shoot around the table. Who's winning this round? Let's take a vote. Go for, so Milo's voting.
I'm in freeze frame already excitement, so y'all better vote for me.
So your vote is for the big hair dryer?
Yeah, just because I remember that scene where he's like, what's in here anyway?
Really? Like, that's the thing you're going to put in your house. It's not special.
Oh, it's just really big. Stacks. Let's holier than thou. Let's look around your home and tell me you don't have something as bullshitty as a fucking giant ass
90% of my house is
like
bullshitty.
Maybe a giant ass Darth Vader helmet. That doesn't count.
That's in my office. My office is 100%
but the hair dryer.
But no, we can't have a functional giant ass hair dryer.
The spirit of this particular segment of Naked Wrestling is the practical appliance. You can vote for anybody you want, Milo, though. So you go ahead.
I will go for giant hair dryer.
Mine is super practical.
First off, the hair dryer will never transport me to Murderville.
It's true.
And I'm not as interested in in the history of anything, because our world is terrible.
For food.
Oh yeah, he was the food. Yeah, so mine was already the food thing, so I can't vote for another food thing.
Okay,
he wanted Pizza Hut.
Okay. I wanted Pizza Hut.
We're not getting around the table here. So Milo's voting for.
I said hair dryer.
Hair dryer. Okay, so Chris, what are you voting for?
I'm going to go a little selfish and vote for mine. The food replicator.
He's got the food replicator. Claudia.
The hair dryer.
You know what? Screw you all. I'm going to go with. The food replicator. We're going to go. We're at a draw this week.
Oh,
oh wait a minute. Wow. There's another person in the room.
We have a silent vote here. We're going to fight. Hey,
Jimmy?
Silent vote.
That's not fair.
Hey, what do you think?
So,
I'm looking at you, silent vote.
Someone that was not willing to join the podcast. he's gonna give the final vote. It's the food replicator versus... the big blow dryer.
Though I do like big blows. the food replicator.
Food replicator.
No blows
wins.
For you!
Don't ever say that again.
I couldn't let it go.
That's gross.
Oh, who doesn't like a big...
I'm going to kill myself later.
I was going to kill himself.
Well, then we all win.
Whoa, that was
a little dark.
Sorry about that.
I guess we're done.
Dun, dun, dun,
okay,
dun, dun, dun.
Naked Wrestling.
Dun,
dun, thank you very
dun.
Much, everybody, for playing.
I guess
the winner this week is the food replicator.
All right, you win this round.
Chris, thank you.
Woo. You seriously beat
done,
me with my
done.
Husband being the fucking final vote. This is bullshit, guys.
What's the best way to win Naked Wrestling? Bye, everybody. Okay. Okay, so on to segment number two, everybody. We're doing our round the verse segment, and obviously this week it was all about Black Panther, right?
Yeah,
Black Panther made a ton of money.
Great movie.
Made a ton of money.
Movie. I didn't see it.
Was anybody surprised by how much money it made?
No.
I think it was,
I'm super excited.
I would like to say that some things are incorrect. It's not the first African American superhero.
It's not.
Yeah.
And
seriously,
I saw that going around.
So annoying.
Because let's not forget Blade.
Everybody was pointing out the Blade thing.
That was definitely a big one.
That's true.
For me.
But a lot of people don't know that Blade was a comic book.
That's also true. A lot of people don't know that he's a comic book character.
I mean, yeah, but also
Wesley Snipes is actually a living comic book character.
When Deadpool, they're all like, "Oh, rated R, so risque." Blade was also rated R.
It was also
Powerline.
What?
Powerline.
You're digging deep now. Superhero.
Yeah, he is.
No, it's not.
Is your name Powerline?
He's the fucking goofy movie Michael Jackson. That's
no,
what
he's
Powerline
more like a prince.
Is. Nah, he's kind of like both.
He's a blend.
What is Powerline? I need to be
dude.
Educated.
Yeah, I'm not
sure. Stand
out. Are you guys serious?
Either. Above the crown.
All you gotta do is shout out loud.
That's the whole thing.
What the hell just happened in here?
If you don't know, then you're not really mature in your taste of cinematic.
So you noticed me. I totally messed up the words, but you got the idea.
No, I don't, and I don't care.
It's you're just not. You don't have the proper taste in cinematic artistry.
You guys don't know Powerline?
No.
He's my superhero. He's my music superhero.
What's it from?
It's from Goofy Movie.
The Goofy Movie.
Oh, shit.
I probably do know. I'm just totally just spacing on what it actually is right now.
It's like the greatest.
What, you guys haven't seen it
20
times?
I haven't seen the Goofy Movie since like 1991. So
yeah,
when you were what, like
36?
So. I was going to say 45.
You're fired. Okay, so yes, there have been more black superheroes previously in films. Before Black Panther, but is well, let's get this straight. Me and our guest Chris have seen it.
Yep.
Somehow, the only two people in the universe that have not are sitting next to you, Chris.
Three silent Jimmy? Silent one over there hasn't
oh
seen
my,
it either.
What's up with you guys?
I really want to see it, but I just haven't had time.
You know what?
Some
honestly,
of us have a job.
Yeah.
Well,
some of us.
I do too.
Some of us are busy. No, honestly, I don't see movies on the first weekend, which you guys all should know by now that I don't see movies right away, no matter what. Doesn't matter. But two.
I don't really either.
And then I just got really busy. So we've been trying to find some time to
also,
go.
It was President's Day weekend.
I apologize.
President's Day weekend, there was a lot going on. It was Chinese New Year. We had to have dim sum. You know, that's actually really a thing that happened.
Anyways,
and
enough of the excuses. It was a great film.
I heard
it was amazing.
I've never heard any bad reviews about it. I will say that. And I didn't like the last couple of Marvel movies. So
Chris didn't like.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely the same. But I did not like the last few Marvel movies, and this was a nice, refreshing like reminder that they can still do good. And not just do good, but great. It was a really good film.
The best thing about it is that they didn't do what you would think that, well, what Marvel movies have done a lot of, is just make a comedy.
It wasn't super tropey, which was really nice.
Well,
it,
I mean, thank God. The actor who plays Black Panther is like
Boseman.
A legitimate actor.
Yes, yep.
Like some of the other actors they pick are kind of not like, I wouldn't say they're like, potential Oscar nominees
about Chris
per se
Evans in any bad way.
I'm just saying, like the movies they
I will
make,
fucking pull
movies,
out his dick and slap you in the face with it.
Wow,
the movies they make are not like, other than maybe Robert Downey Jr. The movies that most of those people make are just kind of like they're. I'm not saying they're bad actors. It's just kind of like standard
Mark Ruffalo
movies.
Is an amazing actor,
but he doesn't really make like he doesn't make
no,
the news
he does.
For. I've never really heard him be like...
He does
like,
a lot of really indie big like...
But indie. Well, but I'm
but
talking
no, no,
like...
No, they're like that middle ground
I'm
where
talking,
they're...
I'm talking
no,
like...
No, Mark Ruffalo. Fuck you.
He's
Mark
a
Ruffalo
lead.
Is a great
like the guy who plays... I can't get his name right now. But he is like a lead in other movies where he's like... Like, oh, like
yes,
method
he is,
acting
I'm not taking away.
Much.
Yeah, he is a legitimate actor.
I'm just
but.
Saying. Like, he's like a powerhouse of an actor on his own.
I get it.
Yes.
Thor and isn't. I understand what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. And, like, even Robert Downey Jr., like, he's a really good actor, but the rest of them are kind of, like,
yeah, no,
A-list, but not,
Paul
like,
Bettany
you know?
On there with Vision, and he's pretty.
Yeah,
he's
pretty,
pretty
fantastic.
Good.
And
the Olsen twins, actually.
The
for good
but
acting.
She doesn't do, like.
All the peripheral characters are actually well fleshed out. They're actually interesting and fun and.
Benedict Cumberbatch for Doctor Strange. You know.
Yeah, he's serious.
Oh, yeah. But Doctor Strange was a pretty weak film. It was,
but after, I mean...
No, he was
I
before.
Just feel like this actor came straight from, like...
Theater.
Yeah. Because, like, the rest, of them, was, the rest of them were, like, spread across different things. Like, I mean, he was doing Sherlock before he was doing...
Dude, Sherlock's
amazing. Doctor Strange. You know, he was already
amazing.
Kind of in that sphere.
That's true. He was kind of already preparing for that role.
So...
Do you guys... Chris, do you think it's Does it deserve to be as big as it is?
Oh, definitely. In fact, I would actually like to see some Oscar nominations for this movie. Like,
I've heard that about Wonder Woman, too.
And Wonder Woman, for sure.
That yeah, Wonder Woman.
Like,
yeah.
I've heard a lot of people be really upset that there's no, like, credit to these two films.
No, I think it's because they're comic book movies, you know? And that you're not going to get that. Well, it would be nice to see that happen. And I think if a movie could accomplish that, Black Panther's it, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, the characters are... Both the main characters, so we're talking the villain too. So, Erica Killmonger is actually both Black Panther and Killmonger are they're conflicted characters. They're not like they're not flat in any way.
No, yeah.
You know, you can actually understand.
Is this the best villain you've seen?
Oh, it's pretty high up there, man.
For me, for sure. From the Marvel, like, I think
it's Michael B. Jordan.
Killmonger
right?
did it.
Yeah, yep.
He almost didn't feel. Like a villain in some ways. Like, you could definitely connect with him in ways where you're like, damn, I feel why he's doing this. Like, I understand why he's doing what he's doing.
And yet, he's so... he's so bad in the sense that he's so going, like, hard left on what you think is the right way to do it.
Yeah.
That you don't like him, but you can understand him.
I understand
that's
why good. He's doing what he's doing,
I think
but I just don't
life.
Get his methods.
That's awesome. I think that's real life. I think that a lot of times we don't understand somebody who has a different point of view than us, but doesn't mean that they're trying to come from a bad place, except a few people.
Well, what I thought
not
was
talking specifically about anybody.
Interesting. the actor that plays Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
He said that he actually when he watched the film, he looks at Black Panther as kind of the villain of the film because they're not like he kills Killmonger rather than try to like bring him back into the fold. You know, and help him like he doesn't give him the chance to like redeem himself in a way and like say like, you know what, we failed you guys and that's what forced you into the situation in the first place. And that would have been like really cool to see. But so like they kind of view him as a villain because of that, because he kind of just ended it without any like any type of, you know, chance for redemption at all.
Yeah, and me and Chris were talking about this earlier. That what surprised me is that they really did kind of stick with the origins in the comics.
They did.
The comic book, the first appearance of Black Panther is in 1966 in Fantastic Four.
52 and 53.
And he gets his own like full series in 73, I believe, under the Jungle Action Comics.
Yeah.
And it's a series that is like. Go read it. It's usually referred to as like the first Marvel graphic novel.
Yeah, Panther's Rage is the
Panther's
the arc.
Rage. Yeah, and even like I mean, it was controversial for the time because of how they approached the content. Because the next sequence is it's called Black Panther versus the Klan.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy in the Marvel offices during that time because of the content of it, and it was really pushing the bounds.
And I've heard
that's
like,
been the amazing thing about comic books throughout the years. If you actually go back, they're kind of always on the cusp of something new. They're the best comic books are the ones that have social commentary. So I fucking love it, man.
Yeah, that's again, people were complaining that Black Panther was like the movie was too political. You know, they're like, oh, it's too. And it's not.
Not at all. Yeah. I didn't find it. But I didn't really find it. I mean, there were obviously aspects.
There's a couple things here and there. We're like, you kind of go, yeah,
yeah.
You know what though? I have to say that if the political message doesn't rub you the wrong way, then you can forgive it a little bit more than when it does. I haven't seen it, so I'm not speaking from that sense that I've seen it, but I would say that like we always feel okay with the message that we agree with.
Yeah, but if I go out on a limb here, and if you're if you're against any of the themes underlying Black Panther, then there's something really wrong with
you're probably wrong. Like if you're against, if you're against the themes, like you're probably in the wrong on that one.
Yeah.
Like, but I want to step back and reevaluate.
Don't
precisely.
Kill babies.
But it was way more complex than that. But it's not boring. I mean, there's obviously some social commentary in there and a really positive message that it, finishes with.
Good. As long as it's not Thor Ragnarok.
The pacing was done really well.
Okay. I was going to ask about that and editing. Because all of the latest ones have just felt like we need to get you to the part where we want to get you to. So we're going to just... fast forward all of this other bullshit, but we're also going to include it because you might get a laugh here, or this might be kind of cool to watch.
Doesn't do that.
It was like the first, like Panther's Rage, the first, you know, Marvel graphic novel. It was very self-contained. This movie, like, it did a really good job of keeping things on track. The pace was well. Like, you didn't feel like things were jumping around like crazy or anything.
Cool. Yeah, the tough part was that, obviously, Ryan Coogler, the director, had to, because you don't get much Black Panther in any other film, so he has to recreate Wakanda. Like, and it's a lot of ground to cover in for the beginning of the film, so it is a little bit the pacing in the, but they don't rush it, you know. You really get like all the history, and they have a little montage at the beginning that kind of gets you into it. But I thought it was amazing because they recreated an entire culture that, you know, we previously hadn't had much information if you haven't read the comics. But fantastic job, really, really good.
Yeah, it was really well done.
So there's a city somewhere in the U.S.?
No, it's in Africa.
No, there's one in the U.S.
There's one in the U.S.,
well.
Actually.
Oh, really?
I guess they've been getting calls.
With the same name, getting, like, a crazy amount of, like, fan mail and calls.
That's amazing.
They've never been. I think it's, like, in, I want to say, Wisconsin or Minnesota
something like
or something.
That, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Like, they're like, we don't even know what to do with all this, but it's, like, the most incredible thing that could have ever happened to their little town.
Wakanda, the USA. Okay, so go see Black Panther.
Do it.
And we won't spend time on this because I know not a lot of people have seen it, but the CW has a new entry into the DC Universe, which they've done, I think, a pretty great job with, and that's Black Lightning.
Who is their first black superhero, really. Mm-hmm. It was their first mainstream superhero.
And the show is freaking brilliant. I was like so skeptical when I sat down to watch that thing.
CW?
Well, come on, man. Flash is
I do like
good.
Flash. I like their
bullshit.
Other shows.
You guys know who's silently sitting over there? This fool loves Gotham.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm all about Gotham.
I was real concerned.
I should go back and watch Gotham, though, because, I mean,
I don't think I can do it.
The early shows kept me from watching it, so. But Jeff, a regular contributor here, loves it and has said. But, I mean, Arrow and what's the other one that's really cheesy?
Oh, Legends of Tomorrow.
There it is.
I hate that one.
Yeah, Legends of Tomorrow is hard to watch for sure.
Like, do you like that one?
I liked it like six episodes in. I was kind of like, I can give it a chance. And then like as it kept going and going, I'm like, why is this so bad? Like, the Flash is pretty well done. So
it
how
is,
did they screw this up? Like,
but please, do yourself a favor and just watch the first episode of Black Lightning. You will not be disappointed.
We'll have
the
to
history
see that
of
one.
The comic is actually really interesting too. If you guys ever want to check out a good comic, like Black Lightning is pretty interesting. Ah. And then if you are interested in how it got started, it's also a really cool story.
Yeah, I didn't know much about it going in, and I knew it was in the same. You know, it emerges about the same time period, and for the same reasons as something like Black Panther.
Interesting.
I didn't
expect him to have a good review on that one,
but it's
CW's hit and miss.
No, this is it's more serious and less cheese. Although it has some cheese in it, but I for it being on the CW, it was a little bit more adult than I expected it to be. It was like a little
That's
hardcore.
Nice.
But see it. It's you absolutely won't be disappointed.
It out.
Okay, so let's get on to our last segment, guys. Here we go. Cloud's here, so you're up. Let us.
My turn.
Let's jump into mediocre advice from a decent human being.
If you touch anyone, you'll get an STD and die.
Herpes specifically, because it doesn't really kill. This is funny. All right. Is there a specific request on dating advice or just a general?
You know,
thing here.
You know, I was thinking. I mean, there's a couple things, right? I mean, if you're a nerd and you're dating someone that is like clueless, like technologically, is one thing I was thinking about. But I was also thinking about like the availability of technology to connect people.
So, all right. So dating online, dating with technology. One, you can get catfished quite a bit.
Yeah.
So have fun with that one.
There's a whole show about it now, actually.
Is there?
There is.
Like one of those True TVs or whatever.
Yeah, dating in the 21st century, everybody. That person ain't the person that you thought they were.
It's two. It's aside from that, depending on how you take it, what, like, you know, if you're doing it, watch the photos that you put up. Watch the things that you say. If you're not trying to be a player, don't put yourself off as one. If you're really trying to find some sort of connection with somebody who likes things that you like, put photos of things that you like, you doing stuff that you enjoy, and don't be ashamed of it, because you'll find somebody that matches you a little bit better that way. I always say dating sucks until it doesn't. I mean, online or offline world, it sucks until it doesn't. Like, until you find somebody that it doesn't suck with, like, dating is fucking horrible. Yeah. Side note, this one time I went on a date with this guy that I met online, and he put his fucking retainer on the table, did not cover it, not even a napkin rolled over it.
That's awesome.
And then he made me pay for my half of the happy hour Miller fucking light I bought, and the food I couldn't choke down because I was too busy trying not to gag as I was staring at it. So dating fucking sucks until it doesn't. And then sometimes it sucks again because bad stuff happens in relationships. So I would say, if you are dating online, if you're using any of that stuff, really be super true to the to yourself, and kind of, that's, you don't want to like put yourself out there for the person you want to meet, but put yourself out there for the person that you would like to like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't put yourself out there like, this is my best photo where I look like super hot and like I like look like I hike all the time. Hiking, by the way, guys, I'm going to call everybody's bullshit on hiking.
Hey, I actually like hiking.
No.
No, I know I do that
alone.
Not
that many people like it.
No, but I'm saying that people, when they don't do outdoorsy stuff, they're like, I hike because it's walking, right? Right? So I'm going to call bullshit on most of your hiking. But I'm just saying, don't say that you like hiking and you like yoga and you like paddleboarding by the sea with the dolphins as they leap over your board. Like, don't put all of that, because you're not impressing anybody as soon as you meet them and you put your retainer on the table, is what I'm saying.
They see your true self. Not at all.
The second you meet the person, what happened on paper usually goes away, and either they turn into somebody super cool or not super cool. So I dated a lot online. Okay, not a lot. This is actually a true story. I dated once a year for 9 years. Almost always somebody I met online. Almost always god awful. My husband didn't meet him online, but we emailed back and forth. I got to know him via technology, so that was really cool. But I didn't meet him that way. But I also met one of my best friends online, and that was because I think that he put himself out there. He was really who he was, and I happened to pick up on it. He had a photo of him standing in front of a really cool Spider-Man poster, and I was like, dude, that is an awesome Spider-Man poster. Like, that is that your office? Like, that's super cool. I'm freaking out. And he was like, well, if you're freaking out over the poster, you're going to freak out over who my boss is. And I was like, a what? And like, I instantly like knew who it was, but I was like, I'm not gonna say anything, but it's really fucking cool. And then like, he told me, and he was like, literally like nobody else would have given a shit or even known the name. But like, then we became great friends like after that. It wasn't, you know, and be okay and be open to that, and don't let a bad date like fuck up your life, because it could be the best friend you ever made.
Now, because obviously dating has changed drastically, you know, since, you know, I was, you know, still had a heartbeat.
The 20s, when you just go to a speakeasy and get some bootleg.
Go do the foxtrot. But like, what, God, I hate you guys so much. How, what should you include in your profile? Like, what is like legit? You know,
nothing.
What,
nobody reads
because
them.
You want people to date you still. And look, online dating is just the reality of things.
Lie, yeah, it's, you know, I mean, lie all
it's
the time.
More the option now.
Don't listen to Milo.
But dude,
what
time,
should you include?
Yeah, what should you put out? As far as, I mean, obviously you don't want to do too much, because whatever you put out online is never coming back.
Well, yeah, once it's out there forever.
I would put something, you know, casual, something that you might say if you were meeting somebody on the street, or not like, oh, you're walking by them, you're going to stare down at the floor instead of looking up them and saying hello, because that's what I do. But But more like if you were put in front of somebody was there, what would be maybe those first few things that you would tell them about yourself? Or maybe have somebody ask you a couple questions and then write down your answers and That's put that online. Good. You know, don't feel like, oh, I'm just putting my best self out there, but be like, hey, you know, ask your friend, be like, hey, on your like on a date, what would be the first things you'd want to know about me? Yeah. And then put that down because that'll tell you exactly what you would want to tell a person. That if that's your friend, you're going to kind of want to tell them something good about yourself, something interesting about yourself. But if they're your friend, you're not forcing it. So it might be a good measure on how to kind of keep it a little bit more casual. And I would say, you know, interests are important. I think that that is a big thing. I don't know about most people. I was never looking for like the fling thing. So it might be a little different if you're looking for that. But I think if you're looking for something a little bit more meaningful, it's okay to say that. I think it's okay to like just be upfront as the type of relationship you're looking for. Because it tells you, it helps people sift through it as they're reading it. Also, spell check, motherfuckers. Please spell check. Yes. I'll immediately think you're an idiot.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Immediately, I'm going to think you're an idiot. And then also update your profiles. Those photos from like 5 years ago, they ain't you. They ain't me. We know this already. So keep them updated and try to not look like murderers. I don't know. Like, try to have a friendly face and, like, you know, maybe pictures with friends. I always really like pictures with friends. I like seeing people around other people general in life. I don't think a lot of times we're like, besides the whole selfie world that has happened, except for selfies, usually people aren't taking too many photos just with themselves unless they're in front of something cool or like, you know, with like Darth Vader or something. Then I get it. It's like you and like all this Darth Vader statue or something like that. But normally you're out like having fun. I think it also says a lot when you can see what their friends look like. And no. That's a good point.
Because friends matter when like you don't want to hate somebody you're dating's friends. Like that would be a horrible relationship. Yeah.
Man, I thought that photo of me with my collection of bloody knives was a good idea.
Do you know that?
I don't mean it like on a superficial level. I just mean how the photo looks interacting with friends, the type of friends you seem to have. Like for me, I have nothing against anybody who's like super bro-y. Like if that's who you are in reality, your real life, your true self is super bro-y, like go for it and find the girl who's into that. But if I see a photo of somebody and they're super bro'd out with all of their dude friends, I'm immediately like, yeah, that's I'm probably not going to hang well with that group. So I move on. Not now, because I don't look at those anymore.
And this is a sidebar, but you know, like in Japan, because people are working so much, they have like no friends. They actually have you can rent friends to take selfies with.
That's really depressing.
It makes me die a little bit inside just thinking
about
that.
That just made me a little depressed.
They're also, aren't they also getting married to dolls and stuff?
Well, they've actually, I think women have stopped like dating men, period, because their life sucks so bad after getting married. They just said, fuck that.
Terrible.
Okay, the true advice is don't ever get married.
Yeah. Now, before we get off this topic and wrap things up, what about using apps? I mean, is it still okay?
No, it's terrible. Don't use it.
Is it completely pointless to get on something like Tinder?
Stop. It's stupid.
You know what? I'd say that if you're not like super, don't be hell bent on the fact that it's that like this is the app that's going to get me the person that I'm going to marry. But if you're cool and casual about it, you never know when the person is going to show up in your life and from what aspect. And like I said, maybe it's not a relationship, but you might just meet somebody super cool that you end up connecting with. So I would say that apps are very much like all of my friends who are still in the dating world. I think apps are still very relevant to them. And I think the older we get, apps become more relevant again. So like my friends are a little older. I'm a little older. I think it becomes a little bit more relevant because it's harder. You work a lot. You kind of have your routine all set. It's really hard to go out there and just be like, let me go be, you know, I mean, honestly, guys, how many of us are just going to walk into a bar and be like, hey, let's talk?
Well, yeah, I do that all the time. Like and then when
it's
I get maced,
it sounds horrifying.
I do that all the time and then get maced.
So I think that apps are super relevant to at least open that line of communication.
Sure, yeah.
The weirdest part is when I get maced, I'm like, Kurt, why'd you do that?
Because you hit on me again.
He's like, I thought you liked the thumb in butt. See, you can't catch me on that one, algorithm. You can't catch me.
I don't mace him when he does that, because that's like, because you know, I requested it. You know,
digit
can't.
In Bunholio.
Widget? Oh.
Bunholio.
The digit in the widget? Man, that sounds like something they can make.
Okay, guys. Well, I think we've done a great job this evening. Thank you very much for joining us for another three segments at Tiny Table 3. Hey, thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you. Wait a minute. You're an artist. Where do we find the art?
Do we want people to find you?
I'm kind of like not on social media.
You're staying off of it?
It's not even that I'm trying to stay off of it so much as I just never got on it. Like,
all right.
I'm about to start up Instagram, so I guess I can, when I have up my Instagram pages for my wood shop and all that, I can tag it.
You come back to us and we will tag that for you and spread it all over the place. Yes. But we really, actually, you were an amazing guest today.
Oh yeah!
Thank you for knowing stuff.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
For having research.
I kind of studied up a little bit. I saw, you know, like I saw on this post, like, you know, research, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna come in prepared because I won't look like an idiot. Like, that was my big thing.
Milo and I don't ever prepare, but I'm. I'll see you out in the parking lot after this for tying me with my blow dryer.
There you go. And Claudia's gonna be beating the crap out of her husband for giving you the win in naked wrestling tonight.
I sure will.
And don't forget, everybody, to go ahead and follow us on follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter, and don't forget, this is a podcast, so please subscribe to us on SoundCloud. If you get really bored, subscribe to us on Hear This. We're also on Stitcher and, of course, iTunes, where we're getting most of our plays. And please check us out on YouTube. YouTube channel will actually have this portion of the podcast in the form of a naked wrestling episode.
I forgot to suck my stomach in that entire video, so you too. Guys are gonna see like good.
And of course, you can read our articles at tinytable3.com. Chris actually has an article or two up there.
Please do.
So does Milo. From about 4 years ago, but
some of us have jobs.
Yes, we all have.
I'll have some new ones coming soon for sure.
Sounds good. Okay, well, thank you very much, everybody. Next week we'll be talking a little bit about gaming. Hopefully, we're going to get Ben from Ravensdale Publishing to come in and do a game demo for us.
And it's been a long day.
Thank you very much, everybody. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Have fun dating.
Bye.
Bye.
Never actually read the book. I've never actually written a book. Never read a book from front to back of page to page. Never read a book from front to back of page to page. Front to back. Page to page. Front to back. Never read that many, not a single one. It's gone, but I enjoyed goodbye. Confessions.